Roleplay Retcon does not own any part of the movies we retcon, nor are we associated with the artists who make them. Also, we might not be super kid-friendly, but we're not going to curdle your milk or anything.
The music in this series features No More Kings. Check them out at nomorekings.com or wherever you find music.
Previously on Roleplay Retcon does The Adventures of Pluto Nash. Pluto Nash, old flame and current rock star Tracy Blake, and fabulous Catman bodyguard Leroy Brown broke into Joe Malone's apartment, intending to interrogate the loss prevention agent about her team's seemingly unprovoked raid on his business that left it in ruins and his best friend Michael Frankowski dead. They found Joe strangely cooperative and almost friendly. She revealed secrets about a corruption in Graceland, one that targeted Pluto for not playing ball with the Big Four corpse. She also spoke of a fifth power in Graceland, the clandestine Marucci family, as well as a secret speakeasy for mutants called Slimothy Jimothys. Leroy was an instant hit at the speakeasy, and he destroyed a mysterious non-mutant's mutant disguise. This man immediately called in heavily armed backup that seems intent on rounding up the mutants and taking them somewhere else, by force, if necessary. Hang on tight, we'll push the speed of light. Do you remember what we do after a session?
Yeah, we get experience points and we level up.
Yeah.
Well, we ask some questions to see if you get experience points.
We level up. We did it the previous time for the other one.
Yes.
Okay.
So let's ask those questions again, shall we? Mm-hmm. Did you spread the message of revolution?
Not really.
Yep.
No. No, you did not.
We told the lady, and also we told the people at the bar.
You actually did not tell anyone at the bar.
Yeah, and the lady kind of pushed us in the direction of revolution, if anything.
We told the guy with the wheels, and he is on our side.
His name is Zoom Baby.
And Zoom Baby talks to everybody, so we are really good at spreading the news through him. Ka-ching!
No. Zoom Baby is my enemy.
I don't think you really shared any message of revolution with Zoom Baby. You were actually quite curt with Zoom Baby.
Yeah, because he sucks. I don't like him.
Did you gain new allies or resources?
Zoom Baby.
Well, yes, Zoom Baby.
No, you did not. No, you did not.
What do you mean no? What do you mean no?
No.
And the people at the bar.
I will say the people at the bar are pretty psyched to see me. I think I could coax them into being allies.
I don't think you're there yet. I will agree that you have maybe planted a seed, but you will have to resolve the current situation. I do not think that counts. Sorry.
I think Zoom Baby might be an ally, though.
Might be an ally.
He literally offered to be our ally.
Yeah, I think he did.
I don't remember if we accepted his help, though.
I don't think I can give it to you. I don't think I can give it to him. Sorry.
He literally said, I'll come along on your mission and be
your
ally.
And then you didn't let him.
Well, we didn't let him come on our mission, but we let him like be our ally in spirit.
Did you interrupt?
And you're just a cranky butt today.
Did you interrupt a system of corruption?
Yes.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we beat a dude with his arm.
We stopped him from spying on a mutant gathering place.
Okay, mm-hmm. I guess that's fair.
Yep, that happened.
This is the one that I'm on the fence about.
There's not a fence there, Ben. You just don't want to give it to us.
Get on off of that fence and join the barbecue.
Get on off of that fence.
I don't think you interrupted a system of corruption. I don't think you know what you did. I think you just saw something out of the ordinary and used violence.
Yeah.
Regardless of if we knew it or not, we definitely interrupted something.
Yeah, this is what I'm going to give you. I'm going to say... Since you're in the middle of this, since we're a podcast, we had to have a fun cliffhanger. If you guys make it through this encounter, I will give you all an experience point for did you protect the people from this happening again?
Okay.
However, you have not protected anyone yet. So just remind me when we get to the end of this, if you are successful or not, I will give you all a point for this. So yes, you have a tentative point floating in the air right now. Otherwise, you get nothing.
But we interrupted a system of corruption. I thought you said you were going to give us that.
What system of corruption did you interrupt?
The bad
guy was spying on mutants.
You would have no idea what's happening there. Also, all three of you have to be able to say yes to it.
Everything we do is a team.
Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Interrupting something does not necessitate the knowledge of what you interrupted. Regardless of the information we have on us, someone was trying to do something, and we got in between them and that thing. Regardless of if we knew or not. Now, we're about to find out, after we beat the shit out of this dude, what exactly it is that we interrupted.
But I would also
say that perhaps we don't get that point until after we finish the encounter, because we are still kind of in the process of doing that thing.
If I may.
Yes.
We have done a lot of fucking around.
We're about to be in the find out phase.
I actually think Kendo makes a very good point here. I think that you did. It does not say that it had to go well for you. It just says you had to have interrupted something. And yes, you did. You interrupted something. You all get 1 point for that.
Let's go!
Heck yeah!
Now, the point that is floating in the air is for, did you protect people from this happening again? Which is not yet resolved.
Yeah, we'll get to that. But that's a...
I got five XP points, baby.
I was so prepared to give you nothing. Did anyone level up?
I did.
Woohoo!
I'm getting plus one bones.
Wow, you got a lot of bones then, huh?
I got 3 bones.
That's...
Ooh. And guess what?
What?
They're not where you think they are.
Mm.
Where are they?
Wouldn't you like to know, Jensy? Yes.
Eye bones.
2 of them are in my ears.
Ooh, oh, you wow. got those... Ear bones. Got those little mm. ones. The little ones in there with the hammers.
That's how I hear stuff.
Did anyone else level up?
No.
Man, Jensy, you gotta get up in there. We gotta get you some more action. Or you should fail more. I don't know.
Maybe I should fail more.
So, these people have burst in the door, and they've told they have lasers, and they have, like, laser rifles.
Do they have feelings?
That's an RPG joke.
But do they?
I don't know that you can just know that. I guess you could ask. To your question, let me describe these people a little bit. So, as you know, there's no centralized police system in Graceland. Because there is no government or centralized authority. But the domes are staffed with, like, security that essentially work like cops. That work for, like, the various corporations that own the property inside those domes. And although people don't really get, like... arrested and charged with crimes, they just get, like, roughed up to various degrees and kicked out of whatever dome they're causing trouble in. And these people sort of resemble that kind of security person, except it's not clear who they work for. It usually is. Their uniform is usually, like, has very clear branding on it. And that's not true here. And they're pretty heavily armored and are pretty aggressive. And their weapons, their laser weapons, are, like, a little beefier. So, what do you guys want to do now that these people have, like, yelled at everyone to freeze and, like, get down to the ground?
I jump behind the bar.
Well, do you want us to freeze or do you want us to get down on the ground?
Okay, I didn't mean to say freeze. That's on bad. They are saying get down on the ground. Oh, he said that. I was like, all right, I'm sorry. We gave you 2 orders. Get down on the ground. Get down on the ground, cat guy.
Leroy Brown gets down on the ground.
All right. Good kitty.
Hey! Hey!
Can you tell us what the layout of the place is again?
It's like a cellar, basically. There is one entrance and exit to this place. It's the door you came in, and it's like a fairly thin and, like, pretty dim place. And there's a, like, so looking in the door, the bar is, like, on the right side, and then there's, like, college furniture tables on the other side. You know, the big cable wheels and, like, boxes and stuff. A few pillows around. And that's where the people are kind of, like, hanging out and talking. But it's, like, pretty small in here. And these people have the door pretty well blocked.
Okay. And the... So, where are we in relation to the people and the other people?
I'm gonna let you decide that. I know that gives you a lot of power, but we know that Leroy is currently left behind the... Wait, no. He's on the ground. And Nash has left behind the bar. So what are you doing, Tracy?
I am going to... I'm just going to stand there.
One of the people, like, pointedly points their rifle at you and says, "Hey, hey, down to the ground!"
On whose authority?
They shoot a blaster, like a laser blast, like over your shoulder. And they say, "Down on the ground, or the next one's in the middle of your head."
I do nothing. I just stand there.
I am behind the bar. I have cowered behind the bar out of sight.
Okay, well, if you do nothing, they're like, all right, as long as you don't resist, it'll be okay. Turn around. And they're going to, like, walk over to you, Tracy. And one of them is walking over to Leroy Brown on the ground. And Nash, I want you to do an act casual roll. No, you can either do think fast or act casual, whichever one works better for you. And this is basically, you're going to see if this worked, to see if you hid behind the bar.
All right, I think I'm going to do a... think fast.
Roll. Okay. Yeah. Roll plus cool.
Ah, don't forget, you get a plus one moving forward. You.
Why? Why do? Why? Why?
Because it was ongoing from the last session, and it's still going forward. I put it here in my notes. Remember, because you were like, "No one's gonna remember this next time. Put it in your notes," and I put it in my notes, and. Yeah, still happening.
But what did you do to cause that to happen? I remember that there was a thing that had to do with a plan, and that plan is over.
Sang some sort of song.
Now, if you sang a song, that's different, yeah.
No, I praised...
Okay.
I praised Nash's ability and gave them plus one ongoing when executing the plan.
Like okay. They should.
The plan that you were getting at
Ben,
is over.
Ben?
What?
They praised them like they should.
Okay. I don't know what you're referencing.
That's a song.
Oh my god. Really?
I got to praise you like I should.
This isn't part of the plan?
The plan was just about getting into the apartment and getting into Joe Malone's apartment. That plan has been executed.
No. This was a new one. This was the new plan of going in here. Man, I've been using this every single time, Ben.
Okay. All right. I believe you. I shouldn't be litigating this. All right, as long as you feel like you've done this fresh.
Yep. From professional smuggler, I also take plus one ongoing to all plus cool rolls when I am hiding something or someone.
I think hiding yourself counts.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. So I get plus four to this roll in total. Great, because I rolled a six. Oh, plus four, ten.
Got him.
On a 10 plus, you succeed. Which one did you do? Think fast or act casual?
I did think fast.
Okay. On a 10 plus, you succeed. Roll when working instinctively, such as running from cops, navigating low grav, dodging an object, or shaking a tail. So you leap behind this bar, and you've got your back to it, and they did not see you do that.
Dope. Perfect.
However, Honeysuckle did.
That's fine. I hope Honeysuckle isn't a narc. Yeah, can I... start to move my way around like this backside of the bar to get a better angle on this person so I can get the drop on them?
Yeah. Yeah. Perfect. As long as you don't move from out from behind the bar, you are not gonna be seen.
Yeah. Understandable. Okay,
cool. Okay.
So yeah, I'm gonna try to move around on the inside to try to get a drop on them and while their guard is lowered.
So you're going to wait for someone to come to you?
No. I'm going
to
like...
I mean to your area of... To you get a back turn to you.
Yes.
Okay.
Or...
This isn't a trap, I promise.
Yeah. No. I'm just trying to make sure that I know what I'm trying to do. I think my goal is if I can get an angle, because I know that they are moving towards Jency right now. If I can get an angle on them, Tracy. Tracy. I will call you by your character's name. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Moving towards Tracy and is like, if there's maybe an angle I can get on them while they're moving up, I guess there'd be no chance for them to turn their back on. Yeah, I guess I'm waiting for someone to turn their back on me.
Just since you're waiting, we're going to resolve the other two here. like, yeah, somebody goes up to Tracy and kind of, like, puts a firm but not, like, super aggressive hand on your shoulder to, like, turn you around to, like, cuff you.
I am gonna not do that thing.
You can resist, but this person is going to, like, unless you knock down, drag out, fight them, they're going to be stronger than you.
How do you know that? I've been working out. I've been lifting. Do you even lift, bro?
Well, for one thing, you aren't used to the moon.
That means that my muscles have not atrophied. I still have earth muscles. I've been fighting gravity, baby.
That is true.
I've been fighting gravity. I can fight this.
Jitsi being fresh from Earth's gravity, she would probably be stronger than moon natives.
Yeah, Tracy's got that bone density.
You don't have great balance. You don't have your sea legs.
So they knock me off balance?
No, but I mean, like, they can get you turned around. Unless you, like, actively resist.
I'm going to try and influence this person. I'm going to tell him, you don't want to do this, friend.
You're going to influence someone.
So roll plus presence.
Roll plus presence.
Do it.
Okay, that's 7 plus 2 is 9.
On a 7 plus, you need something extra to convince them. But this person does pause a little, and they're like, why?
That's when I pop up with the gun. They hear the sound of my laser pistol charging.
Okay. So I'm going to let you do... you can either protect someone or throw down. You can choose what you think you're doing here.
I think I'm more trying to protect someone because I'm not... I want to use this as a deterrent more than, like, actually shoot them because, you know, just in case... We need information from this person because we don't know.
Oh, you're not firing. Okay.
Yeah, no, this is like the charge.
I think we have to call this a protect someone.
Yeah. This is like they hear the charging of the pistol as I pop up and I go, or else your brains are splattered across the floor.
Okay.
Could that also be an influence someone?
I will let you either make it protect someone or influence someone.
Yeah, I think I'm looking more to influence in this moment than I am to...
All right, roll plus presence. I guess you have a plus one ongoing.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
So that's 2. So I get plus 2 in total. Now I rolled a 5 and a 4. That's a 9 plus 2 is an 11. Let's go.
Take it.
Stupid game.
What do you mean? You bet that I'm rolling well.
On a 10 plus, they will attempt to do what is asked of them. And so, what are you telling this person to do?
Back away. Put your weapon down. Put the cuffs down. Back against the wall.
Okay, so this person does do that, but, like, all the guns in the room, like, are trained on you now. Like, except for this person. Like, they've, like, put their hands up, and the gun is not pointing at anyone. However, no one is, like, firing at you.
Yeah.
You're kind of in a... You're in a bit of a standoff now.
Now, how many other guns are there in this room?
I'm gonna say there's 6 people.
6 non-mutant people who are all on this guy's side?
This squad is 6 people. You don't know who else is packing in the room. Well, you know Leroy is packing.
Nobody move! We're all gonna be cool! We're all going to be real cool, because the last thing any of us wants is blood on the walls. I'm sure Honeysuckle is not going to like cleaning that up later. Am I right, honey?
Don't tell them my name.
What? This is your... What? They know your name.
The name of the bar is Slimothy Jimothy's. You think there's a person named Slimothy Jimothy here?
Yeah, but are you telling me you didn't tell anybody else your name in this bar?
Yeah, they're all supposed to be here. Look, you're not a mutant. You wouldn't understand. Just, I mean, you've already done it. I'm not mad at you.
I'm sorry. I assume that because they were in your bar at this point and you kind of told us your name already that you had told...
Look, I don't own the place. I'm just a bartender.
Not the point. All right. We're all going to be real cool about this. As I go back to focusing on the other people.
Okay, Leroy, do you want to do something? You have a person that's over you. And I think, like, the people that are, like, cuffing people, I think they continue to do their work, like, calmly, and as long as the person isn't, like, is, like, acquiescing to being cuffed, they do it. They haven't read that as a thing they're not allowed to do. So this person's going to come in and, like, calmly and non-aggressively try to cuff you, Leroy.
So there are six guys.
Six guys.
How many of them have their guns trained on...
Not all guys, but...
So there are six people.
Yeah.
How many of them have their guns trained on Pluto Nash?
We'll say... Let's see. One is, like, being like, hey, be cool. I'm not going to do anything. Got a gun in the... Got their gun in their hand, but isn't pointing anyone. I'm going to say one of them is at you and is, like, put their gun, like, in a holster to begin to cuff you. And there's another person that's, like... kind of cuffing one of the other mutants on the side. So three guns are currently trained on Pluto.
And relatively, how close are those guys to each other?
They're blocking the door, so they're in a cluster.
Okay. I want to take hold of the man trying to come at me.
Okay.
I want to roll forward and then hurl his body at the three people at the door.
Okay. I think that's a throwdown.
Sorry, was that not a joke?
Oh my god.
I'm gonna throw him right down.
It's kind of not a joke though, because that just is, like, that's why it's called that.
Because you physically throw people down? It's not been.
I feel like a lot of fighting is grappling.
Okay.
Now, I also have written in my notes one going forward. But it has no explanation.
Maybe we all did, because I also have that. Why would I have it? Someone did something.
Well, I didn't write it down. Wish you'd written down why you did it. Sorry, audience. I haven't edited these episodes yet, so I don't remember.
Oh, it's because I got a 10 plus. The whole crew has plus one forward.
That must have been what happened.
Oh. On my redemption song.
Oh. Okay.
Nice.
And no one has failed the roll yet.
I plus one. Oh, man, that means my 9 was a 10, Ben. But I already did it. There's no going back.
So here we go. That is 4 plus 4 is 8 on throwdown. So 7 plus ideal and take established harm.
These are pretty gnarly guns. We've been saying laser guns are 2 harm, but these are more focused and hotter. So these will do 3 harm.
Okay, so I take 2 harm.
Mm-hmm. You got that armor, don't you?
Got that armor.
This guy also has armor on, so he takes 2 harm. But what you were doing... was hurling those guys. So I don't think that's going to do additional harm, but I'll say since the roll was successful, you bowl them over and you have made a temporary hole if someone wanted to make a dash for it. But only the person that you actually picked up and threw took harm.
That's fine. Can I also do another thing?
Yeah.
I want to do my inner strength. You shrug off injuries that could stop a normal person. Once per session, take a moment to collect yourself and roll plus bones.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So on a 7 through 9, I heal 2 harm or remove a temporary injury tag. On a 10 plus, I do both.
How much harm do you have?
4.
Oh my god. Were we supposed to have injured you?
I have no idea.
Ah, he got hurt. I'm going to do my redemption song too while he's doing that.
Yeah, you were supposed to have a temporary injury.
Okay, well, I got a 7 plus 3, so it's 10, so I get rid of it anyways.
Well, what was the temporary injury that you have that we can retroactively say you just sort of shrugged off?
When I threw the guy, I sprained my wrist.
you just massage it for a second, it, like, pops back into place.
Maybe I dislocated my wrist, and I, like, pop it back.
Leroy Brown, you got this, man. Stay strong.
I will.
Is my redemption song. And I'm going to roll plus presence. I rolled a 6 plus 2 is 8. So on a 7 plus, it works. And I get to pick one person to get a plus 1 forward. I'm going to pick Leroy Brown.
Do you, Leroy?
I get plus
Brown.
1 going forward.
So you already used your 1, but now you get another 1. But yeah. Then Nash used his 1, so he used it up. And I still have 1 that I can use.
So you've knocked down 4 of them. and one of them is at gunpoint. But the other one that was, like, cuffing some of the mutants and putting them on the ground, like, he sees Leroy pick this person up and bowl them into the rest of their squad mates, and he stops what he's doing, and he draws his gun and starts, like, firing well, let me finish
Good. You're so good.
Not gonna hit him. Joking. We're doing it movie style. He's firing some blasts, and it's, like, not hitting him yet. Okay, but you're going to protect someone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Protect me, boss.
Don't worry, B, I gotcha. And then I start...
Oh, I'm so scared.
And then I start firing.
Then I start blasting.
Then I start blasting. Oh, roll plus bones. Got it. I'm not good at bones.
No bones about
No bones about it. Do I still have the plus one? Or not?
No, I'm sorry. You used it.
Understood.
Wait, is it not ongoing? It's just forward?
It's forward.
It's forward. Okay, yeah. Then you already used it.
Well, that was a three.
Oh, no.
Like a three total?
A three total.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Yeah, so what happens bad. What happens when you fail is you mark an experience.
Yeah, let's go.
And then the authority takes a hard move.
Sorry, B.
Leroy gets shot.
Oh, no.
It's not D&D is the thing. Yeah, you know, it's not...
I mean, if the move was protect someone and he failed, I would think he would fail at protecting who he was protecting.
Man, you got a good point. Me. I was going to say, but it is like, I was just trying to say, you can't think of it as like combat in the same way. But I think you're right that the hard move has to be related to the move that was made, right? That makes sense.
I can think of it however
as,
I want to.
As someone who does a lot of Powered by the Apocalypse, B should take damage. Because I feel
That's definitely what's going to happen. These are tough laser blasts. So you take another three harm.
Two harm.
Which is two harm.
So that does put me back full of moderate. So do I take an injury at that?
You take a really bad burn to one of your arms, to your left arm, and it makes it like hurt to move.
I'm going to put singed.
No, you're more than singed.
I'm going to put singed.
I'm gonna do another redemption song. B!
Is there not like?
Can you okay? just do that back to back?
Listen, it says when an ally receives harm.
Oh, okay. Mm. No, that,
anytime
okay.
an ally receives harm, you can try to raise your team spirit, shout out a cry of support, and roll plus present.
Nope, so I still have to roll. You're doing good. It. Thank you, Jensen.
I could fail. What happens if I fail this?
You get an experience.
What does it say? It's a move that's on your playbook, so I don't know.
It says on a 7 to 9.
Oh, it's the same thing. Parties. Right. Failure is the same always. You mark experience and I take a hard move.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Yeah.
But failing my redemption song. Okay. Come on, B. Hang in there, buddy. We all got to do this.
I'm doing my best.
We
got to
save these people.
I will.
I'm going to roll. Oh, God. It happened.
No.
I did fail it.
No.
Well, mark experience. How much experience do you have now?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
How much do you need to level up?
5.
Yeah.
We will resolve that in a second. But what's going to happen right now is you do try to do your redemption song.
B gets shot again.
No, you don't get shot. You're going to get a tag. And that tag is... It's hopeless.
Is this a temporary tag?
Most tags are.
Is this for me?
That's for you, Leroy Brown. Okay. The song had the opposite of the intended effect.
This is the worst thing.
Now I'm burned and hopeless.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Hopeless.
You're a scaredy cat. Jensi, do you want to go ahead and level up, or do you want to just make a note for yourself to do it later?
Yeah, I want to level up.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to take a move from another playbook. Does anyone have any that they would recommend from your playbook?
Natural armor. Always good.
Yeah, you could take something from New Mooner. That would actually be really on brand for you.
Hey, Dents, growing up on Earth, Grav, means your body is stronger. Gain plus one bone.
Yeah, I want that one.
We were just talking about how you're dense.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you? What's wrong with you? Stand up for yourself.
What are you, dense?
Okay, so we got five people on the ground now? 5 out of 6?
I think it's four,
yeah, because I threw my guy at three guys. There's one guy on you, and there's one guy in the crowd shooting at me.
There's a guy on me? I thought the guy was on Nash.
No, the guy's on you.
Oh.
He was going to cuff you, and you made him stop?
Now, they do know where Nash...
that guy's still on me?
They do know where Nash is now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just kind of standing here with a gun.
I think you're still in cover.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I'll give you a tag.
Yeah.
Behind cover.
Behind cover? Love that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, this guy who's on me, though, backed off because I successfully influenced them, right?
I think I helped, but yeah.
I think he stopped.
I think, yeah, they're not, like, down or anything, though. And I want to be clear that the other people that are, like, piled up by the door aren't, like, KO'd or anything.
Sure, yeah. Okay.
They're trying to get up.
I'm going to try and influence this person. I'm going to tell them, tell us who you are and who you're working for. You shouldn't be in here.
I don't think this is going to work. I don't think you can just demand. Like, you can do something else, but it's going to be an automatic failure. Because this is going to go against their ethos.
Ethos?
They're not going to tell you, like, what's going on. Their ethos is to not reveal that.
Ethos?
Ethos.
We also are, like, in the middle of a gunfight, so I can understand why they'd be like,
hey, it's not ethics, though. It's ethics. Like,
yeah, but it's ethos.
Fine, then. I'm going to go around and try and uncuff the mutants.
I'm going to let you do that. You can just do that. You don't have to roll something to go uncuff somebody, but someone's going to react.
Okay.
You're able to, like, duck away. You're quick, and you're able to get away from this person that was, like, on top of you because they're firing at...
They backed up.
Well, they're busy shooting at Leroy, so their attention was off of you. You go, and you start uncuffing these people, and that person that just fired at Leroy points a gun at you and says, stop, down on the ground.
On whose authority? You don't belong here. You're trespassing.
They are going to open fire on you.
Can I open fire on them instead and protect someone?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, let's go. Still bad at bones, but we're living. We're living large. Dice got to be on my side at some point. That's a four.
So
Dice were not on my side, in fact.
No.
Mark experience.
Yeah, I'm at three. That's pretty good.
And then yeah, I think you're going to take three harm.
Me?
No. Me? Oh yeah, no. I guess it has to be you because they weren't. He just Nash just failed to protect you, so you're the one that takes harm. You're right. You take three harm. You get hit in like the leg by a blaster bolt.
Tracy. Oh.
So three harm. Does three? So three harm. Where does that put you on your sheet?
I didn't have any harm before, so now I'm at moderate.
Yeah. You are not going to be able to walk very well. One of your legs. You're going to have to like walk with a limp.
I'm going to keep uncuffing people, though.
I want to take this opportunity now that he's switched his fire toward Tracy. Leroy is going to run at the guy who shot him, and he's going to throw him at the people in front of the door.
They're like trying to get up again. Now, you do have an It's Hopeless tag, so you have -1 to whatever you do.
Okay.
And it's like ongoing until this situation is resolved.
But may I say, I'm also burned.
Okay.
Which makes me like, what is that Pokemon? The fiery cat one that's a wrestler.
I don't think so. I don't think you're literally on fire.
But I'm burned.
Yeah, also you can only invoke one tag, and I'm invoking this tag.
It's fine, because I have a +1 ongoing already, so it just cancels it out.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
I guess you're throwing down again?
Gonna throw down.
Okay.
Alright, that's 5, and 5 is 10, plus 3 is 13.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
I failed every two rolls back to back. Don't pretend like all of a sudden. Like.
Right? We have failed so much. Okay. I have a limp.
On a 10 plus, you deal and take established harm, but you also choose one of the following. Gain leverage, +1 harm on subsequent attacks.
throw them, choose where they land. Oops. We weren't supposed to let you do that.
Yeah.
Earlier. Restrain them, plus one ongoing to party, or stick and move, take minus one harm, or invoke a weapon effect tag. I think you have to throw them.
I think I have to throw them, because that's what I said I wanted to do.
But, yeah, once again, you've, like, you're gonna, so you'll take two harm, and this person will take three harm. Oh, no, this person will take two harm, because they have a armor, like you.
Yep.
Now, is this the person you've already hurt?
No, this is the new person who shot at me.
Yeah. So
I'm
you
now
did
throwing
it again.
Him onto the person that I've already hurt, plus the other three.
So now there's five of the six people all in a pile near the door. All right. And they were, like, kind of getting back up on their knees. They're wearing, like, really heavy armor and, like, getting up off the ground's hard. But, like, you bowl them all over again, and this person has taken two harm. And everyone over there has a tag of they're prone. They're on the ground.
I also now am at major harm. The tag says needs attention.
I'm going to say you're bleeding.
No.
This doesn't look good, gang.
Nope, I'm probably going to die.
This is going bad real fast.
This guy, like, had a knife. And, like, actually, like, stabbed you in the arm before you threw him.
Owie.
Oh, that's why he's bleeding.
That's why you're bleeding. So the one person that's up is like, you're not looking good, man. Just go down on the ground and we'll cuff you and we'll get you medical attention. Just stand down. We are not here to kill you.
I'm very sleepy. I'm going to take a nap. I think Leroy Brown lays down.
Oh, no.
Oh, Leroy. B, no!
I'm just going to take a cat nap.
All right, good. Everyone, just stay calm while we all get up, and then we'll get you all cuffed and processed and out of here.
Processed. Okay, do we...
I don't like
Is there anyone that we know that uses... Like, I guess not person, but, like, organization, system of people that, like, act in this way?
This is weird.
This is weird. Okay, cool.
You have never seen any security person this heavily armed, wearing this kind of armor... And it's so weird that they are not wearing clothing that's branded with who they're supposed to be working for.
Okay, this is some Earth shit. This is some, not saying that these people are from Earth, but this is some bullshit that would be allowed on Earth.
This is not them being their best selves.
This is not them being their best selves. This is them being their best...
asshole.
Yeah.
Be your best asshole.
Be your best asshole.
Keep it clean, bleach it once a day.
I'm...
What? Wow, that was a window. Just to be clear, you and Tracy are not complying.
No,
okay.
We are not.
I'm trying to decide if I'm going to comply or not.
I don't know if I'm complying as much as I just probably can't do it anymore. Yeah.
They are reading that as complying.
Yeah.
Can I, in this moment where they're, like, trying to get us to comply, can I read the room really quick? Maybe I can see if there's something that could get us an advantage.
I think you're supposed to do that when you, like, enter a
new
place. You can't just, like, do it on command.
Gotcha. Understandable.
Man.
No, you're good. Then...
Part of me wants to let you have it, though.
No, I can't. I can't let you
do that. Yeah, it does specifically say a new scene.
Yeah, it does.
I think that's open to interpretation, but I definitely don't think you could do it in the middle of a fight.
Yeah, no, understandable.
I think if you were, like, at a party, and in the middle of the party you were like, I kind of want to take a beat and look around. Like, you could do that, but you can't do it in the middle of a firefight.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Then I am going to...
But I'll answer some questions.
Yeah.
Like, you don't always have to roll to ask
that's fair.
The team questions.
Yeah. Does this place have a fire system?
Oh, yeah, you can ask stuff like that. Like, I will tell you stuff in the room. No. Damn. This is, like, a cellar. This is like a basement that's, like, not up to code. There are no codes, so.
There's no code here, so there is no fire thing. Okay, cool.
Also, this is like a Fahrenheit 451 kind of thing, where, like, you know, fire is just not really a problem with buildings anymore.
Yeah, I guess that's fair.
Like, even your place, they, like, shot lasers all up and, like, you had a fire suppression system, but it was because you're, like, in a warehouse where, like,
people like, perform
stuff would have been that could have caught fire. Yeah. So, yeah.
Understandable. Is there any way that, because my vehicle has an AI autopilot, could I Can I get it here? Can I
keep forgetting you have a ship, and that fucks my shit so bad.
Can I remote call it to like throw them off their like be like, oh no, someone's showing up kind of deal.
If it's on your sheet, man, yeah.
I have AI autopilot, baby.
Yep.
Let's go. Yeah. What do I gotta do to get that bad boy here?
So like yeah, we've kind of established that like long wave like radio communication and like wireless communication stuff exists. There's just not a centralized thing, so but that would work. Like you could on your watch or on your like something in your pocket, you know, some RFID thing in your pocket or something. Like,
can I try to act casual as I go, all right, all right, all right, all right, just be cool, just be cool, and like putting the like the laser pistol on the like on the top of the bar, but as I'm doing, I'm like pressing a button on like a watch on my other hand as like a you know
Scoobly Dublin
trying to you know I'm trying to act casual. I'm trying to be like, okay, be cool.
Think that's I think you've just proven that you have a very good understanding of this system. So yeah, that's my act casual role for sure. Roll plus cool. Now I think you still have that ongoing, the praise. I don't think you failed a roll, so I think you still have
me. Tracy's. I failed every roll that I've rolled since.
Oh, you no longer have that.
Yeah, I failed every roll I've rolled since this fight has started.
All right. I think it's just a roll plus cool then.
Yeah, I have plus two cool. So that's all right. Okay, 3, 5. That's an 8 plus 2 is a 10.
So that just happens. I think so. We're gonna say it will get here in time. But Tracy, you don't know that that's happened. So would you do something in the meantime, or would you just comply?
I am not complying. I will not comply until you tell me who you are and who you're working for.
Well, Tracy, they're gonna shoot you. They could just shoot you if they wanted to, Tracy.
You look pretty Believe rough.
Me, they said they don't want to shoot me. Why don't you want to shoot me?
They've shot me so many times.
This person is going to come over and like...
They also have shot you, Tracy.
Yeah, they did shoot you.
That's true, but he just said he didn't want to shoot me.
Didn't want to kill you.
Why don't you want to shoot me? And why
they
did
said
you
they
shoot
weren't me? Going to kill you.
Fucking shoot me, they said, coward.
This person does walk over to you and they've like raised the butt of their rifle like they're going to hit you.
Okay, I'm going to keep trying to... You know what? Now I'm going to try to influence this person again.
As long as it doesn't go against their ethos, that could work.
Are you saying that their ethos is they don't want to tell me who they are?
They will not. Their ethos is to, like, not answer questions from people they're putting into cuffs. I'm really not supposed to tell you that, but...
it's a very cop thing to do of them.
I also don't like answering questions.
Like you as a person?
How are we supposed to solve this mystery if you won't answer questions?
I'm just joking.
Right. Our number one thing is get information, disseminate the truth.
That's
How am
right.
I going to disseminate the truth?
I think we got to get one of them in the room and then like, because right now they have six to three people and they have way more guns than us.
I tried to communicate to you through Joe Malone that you kind of already have your message, but not worrying about that right now.
Wait, so, what's but, your message?
Who's the, Joe Malone?
The person that we that whose house we broke into last time.
Oh, okay.
That there's people and they're doing bad stuff.
But don't worry about it right now. So, but what? But like, yeah.
No, I am worrying about it because that's what I'm doing. I'm going to stand up for the people, and I'm going to get the message out. I'm going to let them know. Do you see? Hold on.
No, I like this. I like this a lot.
I have to.
That you're not talking to the person. You're talking to the room.
I'm talking to the room. I'm saying, look, you can't just come in here and bully people. This isn't your place. You're trespassing. And what's wrong with the people here? Absolutely nothing. And I'm going to look around at the mutants, the ones who I've helped... uncuff and the ones who I haven't helped uncuff, and I'm gonna say we are no different from each other. We all deserve to be here, and some shadow people who won't even tell us who they are, they're gonna come in here and shoot us up and try and cuff us and get us out of here, process us. What even the fuck does that even mean? No, we're not gonna stand for this bullshit. Hit me in the face if you need to. Shoot me, I don't give a fuck. I'm just gonna stand there and stare this guy in the eyes. When will I get there? Someday.
someday. I don't know if I left me on my own. How far would I go? Someday I'll know. Someday I'll know.
Roll influence someone. Roll plus presence.
Okay, and I get a plus one.
Okay, sure. What do you get a plus one? Oh, because of your very good roll earlier?
Plus one.
Do you have any other tags going on?
That I have a limp.
Well, that's not great.
Okay. I rolled a five.
Wait. Hold on. But you can always try to use a tag to your advantage.
Oh, well, I have a limp, so maybe they will see that even though I have a limp, I'm still fighting. And they'll be more impressed with me. I'm fighting through the pain.
Hey, Jency.
Yeah.
You're so good at this game. I'm going to give you a plus one.
Yeah. So that's a plus.
You got a bloody wound, though. Presence. It's bad.
Plus three moving forward. I'm not bloody. I just have a limp.
I mean, it's not as bad as Leroy Brown, but they got you good. And your thigh is where a lot of your arteries are. So.
Oh, my God.
Not arteries, but. Arteries, right? I know if you get shot in the leg by a bullet, you're going to die.
I had an artery once.
I mean the thigh. But if you get shot in the thigh, you're going to bleed out.
Oh, yeah, if you hit your carotid artery.
But lasers aren't so bad. You cauterize the wound a little bit. But it's a little red. It's a little wet. It did, however, make a really cool hole in your pants. It made your pants, like, way more rocker.
Oh, that's cool. All right. Well, all of that was a plus four, and then I had a five, so it wasn't enough to get a 10, but I got a 9.
On a 7 plus, they will need something extra to convince them.
Here's $5.
You see it. You see it in the room's eyes that they almost want to, but you don't know what it's like to be a mutant. You don't, like, they're scared. They want to just comply.
I'm going to put myself between all of these people and Leroy Brown. And by these people, I mean the ones with guns, obviously.
So you're showing them that, like, you're a friend to them. You care. Yes. You care about them. Yeah, maybe that was it. Maybe they saw you, even though you fought bravely, they were like, you're still not a mutant, and you're clearly somebody, like, that's a big shot, and you don't know what it's like to be. But you've shown them that, like, that doesn't matter, that you are on your side, even though you know that, like, you can't really understand their plight. That doesn't matter to you, that you know you don't have to understand. And I think one person that's about to be cuffed, this person has like a prehensile tail. And they use a prehensile tail to like grab the one guy that's still standing's gun and like throw it across the room to you. And the guy's like, hey! And then like, yeah, everyone just kind of like stirs, and they all fight back, and there's a lot more of them than there are the squad guys. There's like a dozen people in this room. There's like a dozen mutants in this room, and even the ones that are cuffed like just start like kicking or something, or just resisting, and everyone in the room that is not a good guy takes one harm, which causes a couple of the people to like fall over unconscious, to like they take the maximum harm, and they're not doing great.
That puts me at dying.
No, not you. You don't take harm.
Oh my god.
You don't take harm.
I'm bad, bad Leroy Brown. I'm not a good guy.
Oh my gosh.
Well, did you get in the scuffle?
Well, I'm kind of laying down because I'm bleeding out.
Yeah. So you did not take extra harm. However, all of the like, I mean, like, it gets into, like, a fist and, like, more laser blaster done. So some of the people in the room also take some harm. Like, there's some injuries here. But now there's, like, a very clear hole to the door. Some of them are down. And some people are, like, but everyone's fighting.
I'm not going to run. I'm going to keep fighting.
I guess I'm going to grab my pistol off from the table while I'm waiting for the ship to get here.
Oh, right. I forgot about the ship.
Hey, no, so, it could take a little second. No.
That is the second. I just wanted to know, like, you could either all comply and then the ship would come. But if she was doing something Like, if Tracy was doing something in the moment, then it would happen. And then now the ship arrives. What was your plan here exactly? What was it going
to
do?
My plan was for initially to have, like, the sound and arrival of the ship to, okay. like, be, like...
It's quite loud.
Yeah, to be distracting and then, like, wait, is someone else here? Who is coming here in a ship? Kind of, yeah.
Since you succeeded on that roll earlier, I think you just got a 10 plus, right? So it just succeeds. So your plan goes off without a hitch. And they're like, whoa, what? Who else is here? Did you call for backup? And the guy's like, I didn't call for backup. And they were like, did they call for backup? All right, everybody, get on the ground. I'm gonna play it off. Are you like talking through like a loudspeaker like on the outside of your?
Do I? Oh wait. Oh, can I have the AI? It's a very British voice.
What do we
over an intercom? Being like, all right, everyone,
don't get back up. Don't get back up, master.
Don't get
back,
master.
Walked in the room, we thought he was surrounded. He fought, we hit the ground and got up again. He brought the boom and now we're getting slaughtered. Forget the boss's orders to take him in. He's mystifying, fist flying, knocking out fools like he's not even trying. Cage lying, justifying, then a second now and I'm the next one dying. We take him one at a time, why are we waiting in line? You took your turn and that's fine, I think I'll skip mine. Wanna mess with no dragon, but I pass a point of no return. Don't wanna tango with no dragon, not as far as I'm concerned. Said I don't wanna fight with no dragon, take this as my lesson learned. Don't wanna tango with no dragon, mess with the dragon, you will get burned.
Hello, it's Ben. I'm just going to take a few minutes to tell you a few things, and then we'll get right back to the episode. First important thing, I want to thank Kendrick Smith, a.k.a. Kendo, for joining us and playing Pluto Nash. They are the media production manager for Kobold Press and the GM and creator of Tales Yet Told, an actual play podcast that has two really cool and complete seasons. Its first season is Strangers in the Wood, a surreal, cozy, horror-like adventure that takes inspiration from, like, so many cool things. Like, Over the Garden Wall a little bit, but, like, really, like, the wild, like, rock and roll horror of the 80s. Stuff like Videodrome. Like, there's a little bit of The Matrix in there. It's weird. It's weird and it's cool. And then the second season is Whispers in the Sea, which is a fantasy pirate epic that you should listen to if you are very sad about Our Flag Means Death being canceled. Thanks to No More Kings for letting us use their music on this series. No More Kings is Pete Mitchell and Neil Robbins. I'm a big fan. We're all big fans. Love their music. I think it's fit very well with this series. I based a lot of things in this series on their music specifically. That's how big of a fan I am. We are playing Moonpunk by Wannabe Games. It's powered by the Apocalypse system, and I'm having a lot of fun with it. As always, there's the Roleplay Recon Discord and Patreon. Patreon has bonus content, and the Discord has bonus people. This episode was edited by me, Benjamin Gray, and our logo and show art is by Jeanette Blasius. Roleplay Recon is produced by Two Fish in a Jug and is part of the Nerdsmith Network. That's all I got for you. Let's go back to the episode. This one's a little long, so I didn't want to keep this too long. I hope you enjoyed the conclusion to this episode, not the whole series.
Well, I'm the king of rock. There's none high. You suck, MC. Should call me Psy. To burn my kingdom, you must use fire. I won't stop rocking till I retire. 2 years ago, some friends of mine asked me to say some MC rhyme. So I said this rhyme that I'm about to say. The rhyme was deaf and it went this way. I took a test to become an MC. Orange Crush became amazed at me. Well, they threw me inside the Cadillac. The chauffeur drove off and he never came back. They stripped the record down to the bone. And now they got me rocking on the microphone. We started talking about autographs. Here's the life I'm in.
So, yeah, except for the, like, unconscious people, these, I don't know, they drag them out. They like, get their unconscious with them, the really injured people with them, and they skedaddle, and they have not gotten any of the mutants with them.
Yeah. And I just...
And this scenario is over.
Yeah. I just have the AI keep, like, over the intercom as, like, they're trying to rush out and get Gavin's just like, yeah, you better run. Gonna get you. We're gonna get you.
Do you have weapons on your ship? Do you have ship mounted weapons?
Probably not. I don't have anything written down. There's nothing like that on.
Okay.
Oh, I could have chosen weapons. I did not choose weapons.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know. Yeah. So no, you do not. They maybe
and
don't,
now
but they don't
that,
know that
we protected the people, we get that experience.
I was gonna say,
that we were promised.
I think you did it. I think you like Jinsy. Congratulations on playing the hell out of this game. Oh, I mean, you all did great, but Jinsy especially was like, Viva la Revolution!
We did it.
So everyone, give yourself one additional experience.
Let's go.
Now, next time, don't you try to bilk two out of this.
Yeah, and that was for the previous episode.
That's what I'm saying. Next time,
wait,
don't
but wouldn't
like,
that be for this one now? Because that's this session, not the last.
No, next time when you're like, let's do the experience points, we get them all.
Oh, well, then you don't get it now.
I'm sorry. I'm a neutral party. I'm a fan of rules. I'm so sorry. Yeah,
I think you don't get it now, but you will get it next time. Like, don't let me not give it to you, but I will, because I think that this was pretty cool. This last person, she is like just right next to the door, and she just happens to grab one of the mutants that's here, one of the people in the bar, and it's too quick. It's just quick enough for you to like not be able to do anything about it, and she makes it out the door, and like a moment later you hear like a vrooming sound, and then like a loud like sock into like bone into flesh kind of thing, and then like a thud, and Zoom Baby comes in the door.
Oh my
and,
god.
But with this mutant, he actually did something this time. This mutant, like this, just this like 19-year-old mutant kid that I don't know, kind of it's a person with the prehensile tail, and they're like, he's like,
I'm so sorry, I'm late again. I'm so sorry, but did actually help this time. Hey, real talk, guys, this is the first person I've ever saved.
I believe that genuinely.
Come on, can't you?
Congratulations, I'm proud of
nobody,
you.
Nobody, I'm impressed with you. Can't you be impressed with me?
I'm super impressed.
I don't think that we are under any obligation to be impressed with you.
I'm especially impressed that you knew where we were and who the bad guys were and who the good guys were.
That's just my job.
Is it?
Wait, how did you know where we were?
You have a pretty loud ship. Pluto, when I see it rocketing off into the sky towards somewhere, I tend to follow it.
You follow my ship whenever you just see it go places?
Well, it probably ran several red lights getting here.
It's a ship. It flies, I think.
It does fly.
Okay.
It does fly.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
I think. I'm pretty sure it's been a second.
Fine. You still don't want me around.
No, it's okay. No, you could be around, I guess. Fine, I appreciate. Thank you for helping. I don't know why I'm thanking you. You didn't help me. You helped that person, so I'm not going to thank you for that. Actually, that's for them to decide if they want to thank you.
Oh, I would be the most impressed if you could help our friend Mr. B.
Yeah. Oh fuck, B. And like,
I'm bleeding out.
Yeah, goes over. Oh, B.
Holy shit,
B. Are you good? What's up? Oh god, they got you good.
I feel sleepy.
Okay, Zoom Baby, like. He's got a few, like, pouches on his costume, and he like, undoes one of the pouches and takes out this, like, small first aid kit, and he, like, kind of bandages up some of your wounds, and he, like, kind of injects you with a thing that, like, makes the pain go away, and you can go back down to moderate.
Yeah.
Before harm.
Am I still bleeding?
No, you're not bleeding. Whatever your temporary injury is still there, though.
Burned and hopeless.
Yeah. Well, no, the hopeless is gone now. You're good.
Yeah.
You're filled with hope once again.
I'm filled with hope.
Nice. You are still, you have a burn. I think that your left arm is still not going to work great.
No.
And he's like, yeah, I can't do anything about that. Just stopping the bleeding is all I can do. Give me a little, you know, plasma.
Thank you, Wheel Boy.
Zoom Baby, actually. But that's okay. You're welcome.
I bet you do.
probably real fast on those wheels.
I'm pretty fast. I kept up with a spaceship.
Thank you for helping B.
Why are you here? Why are you breaking into people's apartments and going into, like...
How do you know we did that? I mean, wait, no, you told us. You told us where that person lived.
Yeah, I did tell you where, but you didn't say why you were doing it. And I just gave you... You know, at first I was just going to let you have your secrets, but what are you doing? And why don't you want help?
I don't know you. Like, am I wrong? And, like, looks to be and chasing, like, am I wrong for not just trusting this person?
I mean, I don't know this person either.
You're just a rando off the street who dresses up like a, I don't know, what is this, figure skater outfit?
I think we could use all of the help we could get.
Yeah, but, like, we don't know him.
Yeah, boss, I mean, these guys had really big guns and lots of armor, and maybe we could use all the help we can get.
How do we know that he doesn't work for the bad guys?
Who do you work for, Zoom Baby?
I work for Graceland.
See, that's nothing.
Well, I mean, I don't know. The bad guys wouldn't even tell us who they worked for.
I think that's because they had guns. Also, he could be lying.
Wait. I have a plan. And I hand Zoom Baby my gun.
I'm not really a gun person.
I hand him the gun.
Okay, all right.
Okay. He's holding the gun?
Sure. Yeah.
Who do you work for?
I heard. Did you not hear my cool line where I was like,
"Just say it again."
The people of Graceland.
See, boss. Wait. There you go. He had a gun and everything.
Do you mean that you work for yourself?
No. I work for you. Everyone here.
But I'm sorry. I haven't been giving you money.
No. That's not how it works. I know everything's an eye for an eye here, but I don't really work that way.
I take my gun back.
Okay. I don't understand what that was for. I'm going to be honest.
Because he said that he didn't trust anyone. He didn't trust the people because they had guns.
Well, no, I didn't.
And then you had a gun, so you told us where you worked for.
Well, it was... Thank you, B. That wasn't exactly what I meant, but I appreciate your thought process.
Now, no problem, boss.
So you don't know who they were... You don't know who they were working for?
Yeah, no, they weren't wearing any kind of insignia or anything like that.
Okay, I know this is a bit hypocritical of me, but that's weird. Like, I really thought I was the only act in town doing that.
So you understand why you were equally less trustworthy than them?
Well, I wasn't pointing any guns at you.
Yeah, you just follow me everywhere.
I follow lots of people.
That's not better. You understand that that's not better.
You understand that you're kind of where the heat is right now, right, Nash?
What is the heat? You were the... What? I don't understand this shtick you're doing.
I don't understand why you're the heat.
I don't, because I'm the only fucking bartender around here that won't sell my business, I guess.
I think it's more than that.
I'm not a bartender, I'm a bar owner.
I think it was the nature of your business, not so much that you wouldn't sell. I mean, that's how they were going to get rid of you, the easy way first, but... I don't think they liked that you let people... gather there and
have fun, have drinks,
and be together. It's united.
It's a bar. What did they want from me? I'm just trying to have a good time.
I don't know what they want from you.
And we let all those guys go, so now we have no one to question.
Hey, that's an idea, Zoom Baby.
Yeah?
I feel like if you could help us question them and find out who they are and who they're working for, maybe Nash would feel like you're more trustworthy.
I don't think they're going to answer your questions, though.
Oh, they'll answer our questions.
But, like, you tail people, right? Couldn't you just follow them and figure out where they're going?
Is that what you want me to do?
Regardless of if it was a thing I wanted you to do, as someone who works for the people of Graceland, isn't that a thing that you would naturally want to do since these people are a threat, regardless of if I wanted it or not?
Just a moment passes. And he, like, has his arms crossed, and he's, like, drumming one finger on his upper arm. And then, like, his, like, wheels immediately hit in reverse, and he does a, like, 360. No, a 180, excuse me. A 360 would be ridiculous.
He just turns right back 180,
and then, like, gets out the door, and he's gone. Like, seemed to have contemplated what you said, and then just did it without a word. Exactly as he leaves... One of those drone pigeons comes in the door. And it flaps around for a second, and then it seems to identify you, Nash, and it flies over. And you see that it has a recorded message, and it there's a display on its, like, breast, and it has, like, your name.
Does it say who it's from?
It's from Baskins.
Hey, honey, I turn back around. Do you have a, like, a private room we could get really quick?
Did you say, oh, I was like, who are you calling honey?
Honey,
you're
suckle.
Calling the person whose suckle. Name is honey.
whose name is honey.
What you see is what you get, Nash. This is it.
I guess we're all in this together anyway, so why
not? Also, like, everyone is, like, kind of filing out. Like, this place is compromised. They're leaving.
Stay safe.
He's like, tell you what, we'll give you the room, but hey, thanks for what you did here today. We won't forget. Okay, I'm going to say what you just did was you got a crew.
Yeah, a crew.
I'm going to read this part from the book. Trust is an important thing, and an ally is someone you trust to promote the cause in their own way and who has the skills or power to do so. Allies can be an individual or a whole crew. Although the punks will make plenty of friends, allies with a capital A are more dedicated to the punks' cause and will be recurring characters. They are recruited as follows. They were influenced to the cause by an influence someone radical effect. They owe a life debt Tanstoffel to a punk. They have an ethos complementary to the cause. Or they have a history with the punk, such as a playbook tie. I think this group of people that you just saved now owe a life debt Tanstoffel to Pluto Nash. To all of you, really.
I would like to give my free lunch to Mr. Nash.
It doesn't exist, in fact.
Thanks, B.
There ain't no such thing, is it?
Ain't no such thing as a free lunch.
When an ally is recruited, first determine whether this is an individual, team, or crew. The punks or the authority will also tag them with a set of skills they are able to perform. So, individual is one expertly skilled person, a team is 2 to 3 trained people, and a crew is 4 to 7 inexperienced or amateur people, which is what this is. These don't have any specialized skills, they're just people that are on your side. And the tag is going to be, like, they're, like, kind of scrappy is the thing. And they've just, like, dealt with oppression and come out the other side. We're going to call them scrappy. It's a scrappy crew of, like, blue-collar people. And we'll kind of call, like, we'll call Honeysuckle, like, kind of their leader de facto. So that's your, like, point of contact is Honeysuckle. Okay, so.
This message.
This pigeon. Yeah. You have the room now.
I activate the pigeon message.
It's a recording. It's like her voice. And she says, like,
is this bird on? Is it? Oh, no, I think it's recording. Yeah. Okay. Hey, Nash, this is Baskins. You said I should call you if I have any, like, info for you about if I hear any, like, rumblings, just kind of, you know, you wanted me to, like, case the vibe in here, and, like, I got a couple people here that, they say they're fed up, and I think they want to talk to you.
Can I get a set? Was that a, I assume that was not a trap, but it sounded like a trap.
And then you hear, like,
hey, Nash, hey, we're here now,
And you recognize that it's the band that was playing the night that you got raided. You hear the, like, lead guitarist that Tracy talked to, and she goes, like,
hey, Nash, man, I'm so glad to hear you're okay. I know that you have also been searching high and low for us to make sure we were okay.
Oh, so was. If they ever ask, yes, we were.
Haven't heard from Buzz yet. I don't know if you know anything about Buzz. I'm sure you've taking care of Buzz, though, because you're a good boss. But, like, yeah, man, we saw what happened, and I don't know, we've decided that it would, like, not be very rock and roll and not our best selves if we just, like, sat around and didn't do anything. So you want to come find us at Baskins, and we can talk about maybe what we could do next. And your Baskins again go, like, all right, now how do I turn a bird off? Like, what do you prep?
And then the pigeon, like, like, hovers in the air for a moment, and it has, like, a little claw, like, extended, like it's, like, waiting for something.
I give it a tip.
Leroy Brown eats it.
Hello? There aren't that many. You can't just eat... Do you know how hard it is to genetically modify a pigeon?
I'm not saying no. Did you?
Yeah. It's a bird, right?
Is it made out of bird?
I mean, it's like a cyborg bird pigeon, but there's definitely pigeon meat on it.
I eat it.
Yeah, it's like... Ah! I don't think this is a roll. I think I just need to make a note that you ate a pigeon.
Can I get my tip back?
You did get your tip back.
All right, dude.
So, like, yeah, it's about to fly out the door. You grab it and just, like, devour it in one, like, gulp. And then, like, you sort of, like, pull the, like, cybernetic stuff out of your mouth. Like, you're, like, a cartoon eating, a bone, like, chicken thing. You know what I'm trying to convey here, right? But it's the cybernetics instead. And you just sort of, like, throw it away.
Here's your tip, boss.
Thanks.
It has Leroy Brown slobber on it.
That's a little extra for me.
All right. Here we go. Just going to write down Leroy ate a pigeon, and maybe that'll have consequences later. We'll see.
Tags full.
I guess, yeah. I guess ate a pigeon needs to be a tag. Pigeon eater. You have the tag pigeon eater now.
Oh, my God.
The other pigeons will know of this.
Pigeon eater.
I don't know if they'll just know by looking at him, but, like, it could come up. You've never eaten one before, and it was, like, really good.
Look, I've been thinking about what Joe told us and all of this and what you said, Tracy. These people aren't going to listen to us. They aren't going to answer our questions. There's no place that we can go, or there's no person we can go to that's going to give us any information. So if we want anything out of them, we're going to have to make them come to us. And I think... maybe it's time to put on another concert. I'm a king of rock. There's none high. You suck, MC. You should call me Psy. You learn my kingdom. You must use fire. I won't stop rocking till I...
Till I retire.